Yerushalmi Trumos corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Ayin Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Ha'im el shluchay tzei v'troim toirem kada'atoy shabal abayis v'meini yedeh datu shabal abayis toirem kebe noinis echad mechamishim. One who told his messenger, go and separate for me Truma, he should separate according to the intent of the sender, meaning whether he is generous, average, or miserly. If he doesn't know the sender's intent, he should separate the average amount, which is 1/50. Pirchis asor ha'isif asor trumosay truma, in his kavin ha'isif afile echad ein trumosay truma. If he gave a 60th or a 40th, it's valid, but if he tried to add even a small amount more than the intent of the owner, then it's not valid. Hamarbe b'truma, one who wishes to give excess truma, how much may he give? Reblezer oimer echad ma'asor k'trumas ma'ase yoisim mikan yasena trumas ma'ase al mokim acher, I should say. Reblezer answered that 1 in 10, like the amount of Trumas Maaseh, if he gives more than that, he should make it Trumas Maaseh for produce elsewhere. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mechza Chulin and Mechza Truma, Rabbi Shmuel says he may make up to half Chulin and half Truma. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva Omer, at Yisha Sham Chulin. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva said as long as some of it remains Chulin. The Gemara says, Ad Kedoyin Kesham Aloi Tse Utroim Ladaati, Hayodeh Da'atoy Sheval Abayis, Roi Omer, Loi Tse Utroim Ladaati. And the Gemara asks the question, we've only discussed when the sender explicitly told him to separate according to his intent, but if he merely knows the intent of the sender, but he wasn't told to follow it, what's the law? Nishmaimin ador, im eini yodea da'ato shabal abayis, mimplei she'eini yodea, ha'im yodea, afi shalo yomaloi, kemi she'omaloi. The Gemara answers from the latter part of the Mishnah that taught that if he doesn't know the sender's intent, he should separate the average amount, which is 1/50th, meaning but if he knew his intent, even if he didn't specify, it's as if he said it. Amr Bun Valkahana, Hapriches Echa Measor, Truma, Vahamoisiv Echa Measor, Truma, Avaloi, Lechulin, Chein, Hapras Vatosefes, Shovin. Rabbuna Valkahana says the meaning of the teaching we had before in our Mishnah that one who intends to give one sar and he gave 9/10 or 1 1/10 sar and it's valid. But if it doesn't mean that if he separated 1/60 or 1/40 instead of 1/50, because in such a case he's causing the owner to lose more in the lesser case of 1/40 than he gains in the greater case, which is 1/60. Hey Chavida, why? What's the case? Havi yalef torim chad min chamshin, kadu torim chad min arboim, mafsid le shisa roivin, kadu torim chad min shisin, mitgalei arbo roivin, hacha atma trumasa truma, hacha atma ein trumasa truma. So when he usually gives 1/50 and the messenger gave 1/40, he's caused a loss of 1.5 kav. If the messenger gave 1/60, the owner has gained a kav. If so, why when he reduced it by more than 1/10 is it not truma, even though it was a difference of only a little over a kav, but if he added more than 1/10, it's not truma when he'd lost more than 1.5 kav. Amr Rechanina b'ed Rabbi Hillel, kan b'mithkavin l'pachoyf, kan b'mithkavin l'hoysif. Rechanina, son of Rabbi Hillel, says that when he intended to add, the owner allows up to 1.5 kav extra, but if he intended to reduce, if he reduced only a kav, the owner is particular as it doesn't want to appear miserly. Rabbi Chagai boy came Rabbi Yosi, Taninan Taman Amalei Ten Lahen Chaticha Vehu Oime Talu Shtaim Shtaim Behen Notlu Shalosh Shalosh Kulam Malu Vehachat Amahachin. Rabbi Chagai asked Rabbi Yosi that the Mishnah taught that if the messenger tried to add even a small amount more than the intent of the owner, it's not valid. The Mishnah in Maseches Me'ila teaches that if the owner told the messenger give the guest a piece of meat and the messenger told the guest take 2 each and the guest ultimately took 3 each, all of have transgressed Me'ila. The messenger is considered to have added to rather than transgressed the owner's intent, which would have voided the agency. But in our Mishnah, if the messenger tried to add anything at all, he has transgressed and voided the agency. Amalei tamon mechaticha roishoina nistaima shlichusoi shabalabayis v'mhocha akol chita v'chita nistaima shlichusoi shabalabayis. Rabbi Yosi answered Rabbi Chagai that there, after the first piece of meat, the agency has been completed. But here, where he separates for the entire pal at the same time, could you say that at a certain point his agency is completed? Manafing bein ahoin, ha'ilafon of shnei kuriim, echad nitkan adaito, echad nitkan shalei ledaato. So how is it comparable to the Mishnah of Me'ila? If there were 2 piles, one of which was tithed according to his wishes and one which was not, the first pile's truma is valid and the second pile's is not.